Yeah, so I'm at Loughborough University. What a fantastic day, by the way. It's a little bit hot today. But yeah, I've been awarded an honorary degree. So yeah, it's such an honor. I had a good couple of years at Loughborough. I think I've spoke openly about how this was the place where I discovered my dream to be a footballer. I feel like this was where we got the opportunity to train every day, do everything properly. And I always say without Loughborough, I wouldn't have gone on to play for England once. And I stand here now having played 161 times. And I really do say that it's down to Loughborough University.
And you're looking the part. People feel so proud of you.
I'm glad it's red. I'm a Sunderland fan, so that's good. Yeah, I never got the chance to do this. I've also said that I was so focused on football that I probably could have got the balance better between studying and playing football. So I never got the chance to do this. But yeah, for Loughborough to kind of recognise my journey, it really does mean a lot. And yeah, all these fantastic students that have got degrees. Yeah, I feel very honoured to be here today. No, you know what? I always say I was just a young girl with a dream that didn't really exist. I think as I've retired, I've realised that I'm someone that doesn't plan too far ahead. And I think that goes back to the fact that I thought football was going to be taken away from us at any given time. So I've been so lucky. I've been part of some fantastic teams. And to make that squad and win the Euros, the girls were incredible. Manager, team were fantastic, so I do feel very, very lucky. But the thing that makes us smile the most is there'll be another young girl out there, 5 years old, 6 years old, and that dream will exist and she'll have the opportunity to play football. So yeah, I feel like we're helped kind of put girls football in a better place, and that means the most.
That brings me on. Is that a privilege or is that a pressure being in that role?
No, it's not a pressure. It's not a pressure. I have massive imposter syndrome, to be honest. Sometimes young girls, young boys will come up and ask for a picture, and I still have that kind of moment where I'm like, why do they want a picture? So I always say, aim to inspire before you expire. But no, it's great. And sometimes taking 10 seconds out of your day, if you can make somebody smile, then I think you should definitely do it. But yeah, it's definitely not a pressure. It's something that makes you smile.
And obviously with the Lionesses,
no, I think they can go all the way. Hopefully a World Cup next year, and I think everybody will be urging them on to win it. After the Euros, I said to the girls, make sure you kind of appreciate and really enjoy this moment, because it's not going to happen again. And then a few years later, they did it again. So I was so wrong, but don't underestimate them. And Serena is such a great manager as well. But as I say, I feel like you work hard because you want something so badly, but there is the words of luck and opportunity along the way. And I feel like Loughborough really did give me that opportunity. So maybe I've been a little bit lucky, but I did work hard as well.
Perfect. And finally, what's your message today to today's graduate?
I think just it's fantastic that they've got the degree. They've definitely showed that the hard work and willing to put the work in, because you don't get a degree without that. And then I think now it's just about them figuring out their journey. I will say to them that no journey to where you want to be is never easy. There is dips along the way, and that's where you have to dig in. So I would just say, on them days that maybe you're having dips, someone's told you a no, I think every no is closer to that yes. So just keep working hard, keep dreaming. It could be a couple of years, 5 years, 10 years. I didn't get my hands on that trophy for about 16 years, but I think if you persist at something, you'll get it. Yeah, exactly. It's quite hot. Thank you. I've got one fan. Thank you.
From all walks of life. Since retiring from professional play, she has continued to influence the conversation around sport, contributing as a broadcaster and a speaker. Her focus on inclusion and team culture demonstrates insights gained not in theory, but through years of graft and experience at the very highest level. Jill's career is not defined solely by what she has achieved, but by the means she achieved it. As the figurehead of a generation that has literally redrawn the boundaries of women's sport in this country, she has carried herself with humility, resilience, and authority that has earned international and national respect. Chancellor, it is my absolute honour and privilege to present to you Jill Scott, MBE, for the award of Doctor of the University, Honoris Causa. Thank you.
thank you for being here. It's a great privilege and an honour. I'm going to, I hope you don't mind, I'm going to share just some words that you put into our visitors' book a few minutes ago. Some very, very nice words about Loughborough University and your time here. And then a PS at the end saying, England to win the World Cup.